Good morning. The front that brought the showers overnight Saturday night and into Sunday morning, now well off the eastern seaboard. A northwesterly breeze just in time for the first day of autumn brought more of a chill into the air for Sunday afternoon. And this morning we're starting out chilly, but near seasonable levels with most places in the lower to mid 40s. Some select locations are back into the upper 30s. High pressure building in from the Great Lakes will bring us brilliant sunshine again today, but a cool northwesterly wind flow will keep many places in the 50s and lower 60s today, so well below average, especially across the higher terrain. We'll continue to have a clear sky tonight, and with the breeze relaxing a bit, temperatures will drop quickly. Most places will be in the 30s by tomorrow morning with widespread frost, especially across the higher terrain. This will set us up for another good-looking day tomorrow with mostly sunny skies, still a bit of a breeze, but a bit milder also with highs in the lower to middle 60s. That high will continue to dominate the weather picture through midweek and into the latter stages of the first week of autumn. That'll bring us mostly sunny skies for the period Wednesday through Friday, and highs will be in the middle to upper 60s. Gradually, we'll push past the 70-degree mark with more sunshine for the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the southern part of the cold front that progressed across our area this weekend is forecast to remain stalled near the Gulf Coast for the beginning of the week. A wave of low pressure on this front over the northern Gulf of Mexico will help focus moisture near it and result in numerous showers and storms from southern Louisiana to the Florida Peninsula. Meanwhile, onshore flow over the northern Pacific coast is expected to continue through the forecast period, and this will aid in orographically driven rainfall for the Pacific Northwest. Some of this moisture should make it to the northern Rockies, where scattered showers are likely. Showers are also expected for the northern plains as a front moves through that region. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Gerard Smith, Cayman Brac, in the Cayman Islands at 3:11 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Colorado Springs, Colorado at 7:37 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and fog, 23 degrees, with a northwest wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with fog and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 39, 83% relative humidity, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Phillip, South Dakota, to a low of 27 at Crane Lake, Embarrass, and Togo, all in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the upper 60s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 56, that's 3 degrees below normal. There was 0.13 of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 4.81 inches, which is 2.46 inches above normal, and 36.32 inches for the year, which is 7.82 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 98, that's 21 above normal, and 104 for the season, which is 4 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 97, set in 1895, and the record low, 32, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:50 p.m., 12 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny, breezy, and quite cool today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and quite cool today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville. Mostly sunny, breezy, and quite cool today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny, breezy, cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, quite cool today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, a bit milder in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly sunny Wednesday in the mid-60s. Mid to upper 60s on Thursday and Friday with mostly sunny skies. Mostly sunny Saturday, lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.